Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Sister Sharifa had two questions, and she's from Qatar. She is tested by Allah Azza wa Jal with a number of diseases, such as she's diabetic, she has high cholesterol levels, and she's feeling fatigue quite quickly. And she's wondering about fasting Ramadan. Well, this is something that a good physician and herself can only answer. Because even if you walk up the stairs, 3 or 4 stories high building, you will feel tired and fatigued. And maybe Shaitan will come and say that it's okay for you not to fast Ramadan. This is something that the doctor could tell you whether this is dangerous or you're unable to do this, or you should skip this because this would make you worse, it would deteriorate your health and condition, or he would tell you, no, it is acceptable for you to fast. You can live if you do fast, and inshallah, it's not going to harm your recovery nor your health. And it's also up to you, because if you fast for 6 or 7 hours and then you feel that you're going to faint, and you feel that you are unable to think or communicate or do anything, in this case, yes, you can break your fasting. And we have to look, will you ever be able to fast during the year? Meaning that now it's summer, the day is too long. Okay, what about when it's winter, when the day is like 10 hours or less or a little bit more? So do you think you can fast then? If the answer is yes, in this case, you have to make up the missed days in winter or whenever you're able to do this. If the answer is still no, I'm chronically ill, and the doctors say that I'll never recover from this, and I would not be able to fast any more till the rest of my life, if this is the case, then you have to feed one person for every day you miss in Ramadan. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he used to do this at the end of Ramadan. So after 30 days or 29 days, depending, he would gather 29 or 30 poor people, he would cook a lot of food for them, he would serve it to them, and they would eat, and alhamdulillah. It is not, as a lot of the people may think, it is not permissible to feed people in the beginning of Ramadan, because this expiation, this fidyah, has to be at the end of the ritual, at the end of the ibadah, not at the beginning. So you have to wait until the Ramadan is over, and then you may do that.